Right. So I don't think it's a matter of adding those classes and that they haven't been there before. I just think it's really much more of an issue about being transparent about that and being thoughtful about how skill development in those areas relates to the broader educational experience, particularly in the context of a liberal arts college. But make no mistake, to your point earlier about wanting to be employable at the end of that, those are obviously skills that employers are looking for, and I think all institution types are trying to figure out how best to create curricular and co-curricular experiences that incorporate those key skill development opportunities that will help students be employable once they graduate. And that's obviously the return on investment question that prospective parents and students are most concerned with.
So when you say that it's more transparent now, this is all nothing new, and it is more transparent, then I guess, is this an effort by some of these liberal arts schools and some of these major schools around the country to try and publicize the fact that this is what we're doing to try and help these students that are going in with these degrees, and that if they want to have this major, they're trying to publicize the fact that it's not just about philosophy. It's also about things like data management and, computer sciences and that kind of thing. In other words, making it known that there's a lot more to a liberal arts degree than just liberal arts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's thinking about the ways in which a philosophy major needs to be, what does analytical reasoning look like for a philosophy major? And you definitely will have to be taking, there's also the distribution requirements, and you might have done that in your experiences academically. I know I did. But even if you're a philosophy major, let's say at Albion College, you have to take two courses that are out of the natural sciences. You have to take two social science courses. You have to take a class in the fine and applied arts, and you have to take two humanities courses. So it's not just about being a philosophy major. A liberal arts college education is very much about getting the breadth across those divisional and disciplinary areas, as well as skill sets, but also the depth within a given major or field. In that case, it would be philosophy. But I think it's, again, maybe liberal arts colleges haven't been as effective in terms of marketing. And again, to my earlier point about being transparent about what a liberal arts college education looks like and what that degree means to you and what educational and co-curricular experiences you'll get. And again, something I'll point out, you see those larger research institutions offering similar experiences on their campuses. You see them offering liberal arts degrees or small residential programs in which they're trying to imitate on their campuses what happens in a liberal arts college environment. And I always say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So there's something to be said with what's happening in a liberal arts college environment for the educational experience, and why we're seeing other institution types trying to adopt and adapt that experience in the context of their institutional setting.
I guess part of my question would be, and you may have heard me mention this in the open, which is, you know, there's a lot of folks, and again, I'm one of them, where if somebody came to me, if one of my kids came to me, or if somebody asked my opinion on somebody's major, and they mentioned these majors that you and I have spoken about, I would feel like it would be my responsibility to tell said student, okay, well, if you do that, you do have to make sure you have something else to fall back on, because it is really tough to find a job that will pay the rent if your major or your degree is in philosophy or is in liberal arts or is in humanities. So I guess my question would be, what is the response of parents? If you've got, you know, if you've got a parent that is investigating your college, which is Albion College, do you feel like you have something to overcome related to what the parent feels about this particular school or liberal arts college, is generally speaking, because of the fact that the statistics do show that it is tougher to find jobs with these kinds of degrees?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something we faculty and our admission staff manage on a regular basis. You know, as faculty members, I often am on the schedules of prospective student visits. And whenever I'm having those student visits, I always ask for the parents to be in there too. And we do talk about, well, what can a student do with a degree in this or a major in this? You know, I would say somebody that's in humanities who's a really effective writer, I would talk about being an editor or being engaged in marketing, somewhere where those writing skills are really going to come into play. An art major who maybe has an interest in business as a secondary field, I would say let's, whenever we're talking about your internships or off-campus study experiences, we need to start getting you to think about managing a gallery, or what are the finances behind that, or being a gallery owner. Those are ways that we help parents and prospective students think about how the major can turn into a career opportunity, and then how we can test those waters by way of experiential or off-campus experiences that help students start to see how those pieces fit. But I do, as a faculty member at a liberal arts college, feel it is my personal responsibility when I'm working with students and advising students, having them think through about how do we fit the pieces together, and talking about what are your career and or academic aspirations? What's the next step? Is it grad school? What are we looking at for an internship? Let's start networking with key individuals in your field of interest, and doing so with the parents. But that's a sticker shock, right? When you see the price of a liberal arts college education, that is excessive. And I don't blame them, and I completely appreciate their need to understand what is the return on investment, and can you help me think thoughtfully as a parent how I can also support my child on this side of things, thinking thoughtfully about what classes they should be taking, what experiences they should be engaging in, and being strategic about how these different pieces fit together so that that does translate into a job once they leave us.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Vicki Baker from Albion College, appreciate your analysis, and you have a great afternoon. It's 12:50 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.